Title: Indian Winter, written and narrated by Kazim Ali. Chapter 1: Fall. On the way home from the photo shoot, I take a left turn into my driveway too fast, and my scooter skids on the leaves, and I fall hard. My helmeted head bangs against the concrete with a smack. As I fall, I grieve for the body. The weak one, the stupid one that makes always the same mistakes, this one, mine. The neighbor, a young woman, blonde and beautiful, with a tall and even more beautiful husband, who I always see walking with their two blonde and beautiful children, runs over in alarm to check on me. I tell her I'm all right, though as I stand I am dizzy, the weight of the helmet on my head making me feel unbalanced. I insist I am fine. I will be fine. Though I sway while I am talking to her and mumble, she determines to believe me and goes back to her children, the beautiful husband, perhaps away at work. I watch them walk away on their stroll, leaving me still standing there, unsteady, trying to maintain my balance. I spent my morning being photographed in the square, lonely, against backdrops of emptiness the photographer chose. A rough oak trunk, a shimmering white wall. The photographer kept requesting that I change looks. An orange t-shirt, a mirrored kurta, a blue blazer, a yellow leather jacket. I made him photograph me wearing the kurta and leather jacket together. Then I insisted he take one full length, showing that I'm wearing the kurta with blue jeans and sneakers. Who am I? The photographer raved about one particular picture taken against the huge trunk of an old oak, its dramatically ruckled bark contrasting with the deep, still, and sad look on my face. He says I am beautiful, but more than anything, I think I look ravaged, old. It makes me think of the opening of The Lover, in which Duras is approached by a man who had known her long before, who tells her that he finds her older, aged face more beautiful than her youthful one. In the English translation by Barbara Bray, the man uses the word ravaged to describe Duras's face, but in the French, the word Duras wrote was dévasté. Devastated. I didn't understand until I looked at the picture the photographer was trying to show me. I look vacant, afraid. Is it true that beauty requires emptiness, a place where nothing exists? That way the viewer can put their own feelings in that place. It's something I'd always believed. But now I think grief is beautiful. A face marked by pain or age. Maybe what people think is beautiful is what is gone. Beauty is death, the void, the forgotten. To be ravaged maybe means to be ruined, but to be devastated is something else. It means to be affected by life, perhaps profoundly, which is its own kind of heroism. When I look at the dark space of his camera lens, for the first time I see in my face my father's face. My father, whom I have not spoken to in many years. I left messages for a time. He did not answer. Then when I stopped, he started leaving messages for me, by which time I too found myself not answering. This went on for some time, until we fell into a pattern of leaving messages for each other, never suggesting that the other call back, but leaving news for me about the garden, about things happening at work, never anything about Ethan, though my father knows he exists. For my father, news about his garden, about happenings with my cousins. I was an only child, a lonely son. Of my mother, we do not speak, but on the 1-year anniversary of her passing,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?